As each of us understand by now, we continue to focus on commitment, commitment, commitment. And this is 2014, our year of commitment. When I make that statement, I'm talking about individuals. I'm talking about God's church. I'm talking about focusing on the things God focuses on. You want to know whether or not that you're focusing on the right thing? Well, right now we're in the stage of where we're focusing on Bible reading. Now, in the Bible, the Word of God, you and I will find every area of our life and every conflict in our life and how we can deal with it. So many times when we say, well, I can't deal with this any longer, I can't deal with this, I can't deal with that. Did you read the scripture? Did you read God's word? Well, right now I'm angry at everybody. Well, you must be awful angry at yourself, because there's where the answer is to be found. God's word. God has a word for every one of us in every aspect, in every part of our life. While and before we are yet born from the womb of our mother, God's hand is upon us. You and I as Christians understand and know, according to the word of God, that abortion is murder. That's what it is. You and I understand by the word of God that that can be forgiven. Think of this. There's not one sin in your life or my life that Christ won't forgive. Where do I find that forgiveness? I've searched my heart. It's according to what you got in your heart, people. What is in our heart? We'll find it in our heart, but we'll find it in our heart where Christ is touching our heart, not where we've given our heart to the world. We will not find the answers of life there. The answers of your life and my life can never be found in the world, in substance. All the wealth in the world is not going to change the fact. It is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. Remember, in God's word, I'm only appointed once to die. But the scripture speaks of the second death. In order for me to die that second death, meaning hell, that means I would have to reject Christ as Lord and Savior. Therefore, the Lord does not tell us that it is appointed unto us for the second death. The only appointment for the first. And then that appointed time, you and I are going to leave planet Earth. And when we leave Earth to be with our Lord, if we're Christian, we will understand that the power of Almighty God that we saw in Jesus' life as he walked with us, that power has been handed over to you and me. It's called a Bible, the Word of God. How do we understand this? We understand it by realizing Jesus' own statement. And he said, I have not said anything that my Father did not give me to say. I did not step over the line and sin and say anything, tell any story that was not from my Father and his truth. What I tell you, says Jesus, is from my Father who sent me. And I go back to my Father because I came from him. I came from my Father in heaven to come to earth to reveal to you the power of life and the power of heaven. I've come to give to each one the power and the understanding to know how you can conquer life. And that conquering of life is a gift from God. And then he says, it's in my word. Jesus said, it's the word. Do you realize that when we look in the book of Revelation, it is the revelation of Jesus Christ to John. It's not the revelation of John. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ to John as he hands it over to us. And in that book that so many folk are afraid of, Revelation is means to reveal. The Lord said, I'm going to reveal this to you. Why do we make it so complicated? The thing is, you and I have a difficult time dealing with what's real and dealing with the truth. In that book, we read about the end of the age, this age, when the second coming of Christ, everybody looks at the Battle of Armageddon or the Battle of Gog and Magog, which is truly at the end. And they overlook something very powerful. The Lord says that I will come, and I will come with a shout. The trumpet will blare. You will see me coming down as you saw me going up. And I come with the sword to strike down all my enemies and yours. And we find that the sword is his word. We find in studying that you and I, no human being is fighting the Battle of Armageddon or of Gog and Magog. The armies may group together, but the when is already known. The when we don't know. But the when, W-I-N, we already know about. Because our Savior says, I'm coming and I am going to reap, deliver the vengeance of God. The wrath of God is coming. Christians get so nervous. Oh, the wrath of God. What are you nervous about? If you know Jesus as Lord and Savior, you will never witness the wrath of God in your life. God wants us to understand that the power of any battle is in his word. The sword, that we know that's what the scripture refers to. Paul tells us the sword, which is the word of God. That's the armor. That's the power that you and I have. Not in our own thinking, not in our own wisdom, but in the words of God. Therefore, Jesus says, I never spoke one word that my Father in heaven didn't give me. Only thing I've ever told you is what my Father said. Now I go to be with my Father. But as I go to be with my Father in heaven, I want you, the disciples of Jesus Christ, his disciples, I want you to understand something. What you have witnessed me doing, not only will you be able to do, but you will have power more than you witness me. And that power is me, because I'm going to sit at the right hand of God the Father, and I am the one that is in intercessory prayer for you. I'm talking to my Father about you. I'm telling my Father in heaven how much I love you. How much I care whether you're right or whether you're wrong. How much I love you. And he says, it's the word. There's the power. You want to be able to go through God's world that he created? He said something about you and me that we really need to take to heart also. God said about you and about me, I know now that the heart of man is evil continually. There is none righteous, no, not one. God the Father knew what was going to happen, and he allowed life to run its course. He's allowed your life to run its course. And he said, I will be with you on your journey through life, but only if you invite me. I will be with you because I love you, even if you don't love me and express your love to me. I love you. And with the word of my mouth, says God, I will protect you. I will be there with you. I will lift you up. When all of the human acquaintances have walked away, I will never walk away. You are mine. I give you, though, my word so you can find peace right here. Church membership does not give you peace. Reading scripture outside of the power of the Holy Spirit and you asking God to rightly divide it to you, it'd be a good book. But the power is in Christ who gives the word. And in Jesus, you and I are called by God to be victorious in every aspect of our life. He said, do you want to win? Follow me. Do you want to hurt? Do you want to cry? Do you want to be miserable? Follow me. Do you want to conquer the world around you so that you can find peace inside? Follow me. Peter, I made you fishers of men. Go fishing. It is the word of God that will carry you or me through tragedy within our family. It is the truth of God in our heart that guarantees you and me. Don't worry about what man can do. You belong to me. Stand strong, Jesus says. But don't stand strong on your word. Stand strong on my word. Don't stand strong on your interpretation. Stand strong on my interpretation for you at that particular time. Well, Lord, what is it? Well, if you'll shut up, I'll let you know. If you'll quit trying to do it on your own and give it to me, count it as already done. Signed, sealed, and ready for delivery. But each of us, we look at our heart, we look at our hurt. We look at the pain that grips us so much in life. Have you ever caught yourself one day you're up and excited, the next day you're down in the ditch and gloomy? Have you ever noticed that sometime, right in the middle of a minute, you did good at the beginning, but the last 30 seconds was living hell inside of you? You know what that's called? Life. It's called reality health. That's called getting real. For that's what life offers us. Pain, suffering, evil, continually. Then we have the word of God that tells us, but I don't want you fretting. I don't want you to worry. Because I am with you and I will never ever forsake you. No matter what the situation, I'm with you. How do I get prepared? It's by his word. It is his word that you and I must allow our mind to saturate. Not the word of the world. And in the word of the world, it tells you there is no God. There is no God. Then why don't we tell Satan, look, Satan, if there is no God, why are you talking about him all the time? If he really doesn't exist, why do you tempt me all the time? Folks, God the Father is real. God the Son is who he claims to be. He's the face of God for the human being to be able to relate to. He showed us the power of his Father. But remember, he never spoke one word that God didn't give him to speak. The mind that Jesus had to have would have been so amazing to us. Those of us look at ourselves and say, you know, I'm only being able to use a tenth of my brain. 9/10 of me isn't clicking up here. Jesus far surpassed the mind of man. How did he do it? Through the word of his Father. And he says, I did it this way. You can do it this way. Ask yourself this. In every situation where the world's falling apart, tell yourself something. How much time did I spend reading God's word? And how much time did I spend talking to somebody else about the situation in my life and how to fix it? And then we come out wondering why it's wrong in our life. Lord, what did I ever do to deserve this? Larry, you've never done anything to deserve anything until you said yes to my son, and then you were sealed with everything. But you see, Christian, hear me well. The power you have, you and I have, with the Holy Spirit inside of us, is so awesome. It's the power of God. It's not the power for us to misuse, but for us to lift up and hold close to our heart. And as we walk to help those in the world, you realize something. They don't know Jesus. They don't know our God. And they're going to mock Jesus. They're going to mock our God. My job and your job, Christian, is to take the love anyway. Now, to think of your own life. Don't be thinking about the life of somebody around you. Think of your own life. And you think of the hurt and pain that has gone on in your own life. And understanding that your Lord hurts for you because you don't call on Him. You want to straighten something out and somebody out, tell Jesus on them. Go to the Lord in prayer. The reason you and I don't do that very often is because we're afraid God's going to tell us that we are the trouble. But when we take our heart to the Lord, He always says it's in the Word. Like a double-edged sword, the Word of God will cut asunder all your enemies. I will not leave you homeless. I will not leave you afraid. I will not leave you in the time of your greatest need. I will always be there with you. We continue to fall because we're looking at the world and we're looking at the storm of life instead of the love of our life standing beside us saying, Larry, when are you going to catch it? I'm right here. I have placed my word in your heart. You don't have time to wallow in your pity. Stand and proclaim, thus saith the Lord, my God. Every Christian's calling is the same. Share my word. Is it not? Are we not commanded as servants of God and His children to speak His word to others? Are we not commanded by God that we are to stand strong and we are to stand with our heads held high, understanding God's still in charge? It is not a nation that's in charge. It is not political parties that's in charge. I'm a Christian. God's in charge. And for those who are lost, for the non-believers, I want you to know something. God's in charge and He loves you. And He wants you to find peace inside. And He also knows that that peace you find inside can only come from His word. I know God loves me because before I was ever conceived in my mother's womb, God said He knew me. He knew everything about me, the scripture says. It's His word. He even knew the path of life that I would be on. And He would watch me as I would make each choice. But He already knew all the dumb stuff that I would do in my life and his son died for me anyway. You can't fight that. I did not surprise God. You have not surprised God. And God said, I love you. I don't want to see you go through all of this tragedy. I don't want to see you go through so much hurt without me being there with you. He does not tell me to bypass problems. He does not tell me to bypass the pain. He says to me, as your pastor, you will stand strong. You will preach my word and my truth. And as you stand with my word, I am standing with you. Go forth and declare, thus saith the Lord thy God. What people say and do does not affect me, or now will it affect you. Because God has looked and chosen the few. And as he has chosen, as he looks to the depth of what we will be, not where we are, he looks and finds in the heart of every Christian a heartbeat of his son. And as his son looks on and looks to us, he never says, you've had a wasted life. He says to us, I love you. I knew the mistakes you had made and the foolish lifestyle you would follow, but you belong to me. Come on home, he says. Come on home. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you, Father, for each personality that have been able and been blessed with over so many years. As each of us take inventory of our life, help us, Father, as we reach to the depth, not of death, but of living. Thank you for sending Jesus. I pray, Father, now that you touch each heart, that each one of us will see that the time is drawing near. The troubles and trials of the world are upon us, and the only answer remains your word from your children. Allow us to be that word, for each of us to be the spokesman you've called us to be, in truth, in love, forever. We are yours. We thank you for that blessing, and we thank you in Jesus' name that we can never, ever be separated from you. Amen.